So, good morning. It's 11:12 a.m. on Thursday, April the 23rd, 2020. Life during wartime. Whew. So, I wrote to the end of that book a week ago. And by that book, I mean Dark Knight Station Origins. No, I mean Troy Harbor. I got to the end of Ishmael's story and needed to move on to the next book, which I'm on the fence about. Am I going to write the next Ishmael book, because everybody wants the new Ishmael book, or am I going to write the next Wizard book, the next Shackleford House book? Because that's doing really well. And now I have three books in second draft. The Barbarian book that my daughter still has. Dark Knight Station Origins. And Troy Harbor, which I owe to Podium when they start releasing the Shaman's Tales. I want to make sure that I have it ready for them. And I have lots of ideas for new stories, but I had a real hard problem. I had a real hard time dealing with Ishmael and company. I'm trying to figure out how I was going to work with that. How I was going to make that happen. So, as is my norm, I said screw it and did something else. Which isn't to say I was writing. I was not, in fact, writing. I think I've written maybe 1,500 words in the last 10 days. Actually, I had better luck with Wazor's journal, frankly. You don't know Wazor yet because he's a side character. He's the companion character for Tannen, who is the prince in the Barbarians. Now, you haven't met him yet, and you haven't met any of those people yet, because my daughter still has that draft to work on. What I've been doing, what has taken all of my hyper-focus, has been Fallout 4. It's a game. And there's something really soothing about wandering around in a post-apocalyptic landscape. And this particular time in the world. And oddly, it's Bethesda, so it bears a striking resemblance to Skyrim. And it has a really delightful crafting tree. And I'm planting because I'm pulling right along. And the crafting tree and the development of settlements and all the rest of it has been, you know, running the quests, doing the settlements, and has been ultimately distracting. I have to now I went through last night. Let me get to see if I could get this in some sort of rational, logical order. My ADHD is out of control, in case you hadn't actually twigged to that yet. Luckily, my depression is not. I'm not feeling terribly depressed. But something about hitting 180 days without missing a day, when hitting 2,000 for the walk, sort of went, okay, that's enough routine for now. You need to do something else. And I originally intended on just taking the weekend off. And that didn't work out so well. And I started to try to go back to work on it, everything on Monday. That didn't work out either. What finally, I think, flipped the switch and got me in the mindset of, dude, you've got to do something, was I went through and marked off the yearly calendar on the wall and noted that I got a lot of red over the last 2 weeks. And red means I'm not getting done what I want to get done. At a bare minimum, the walk and the talk and the writing. Bare minimum. Now, with everything else that's going on, the fact that I'm not getting bare minimum is not ultimately catastrophic. But the reality that I'm not getting it done because I hit all those milestones all at the same time, because I was tired, and because I really didn't have a story for Ishmael, and I would sit there and I would look at the screen for half an hour and I would type a few hundred words, and then I couldn't anymore. I just had to put it down. There was a quest in Fallout 4. And the beauty of Fallout 4 is that if I put it down and pick it up again, I pick it up right exactly where I left off. So I don't have the excuse of, well, I have to do it now because it's on a timer. Around those people. So the challenge is now, as I have faced it many times before, and because I have faced it many times before and I have beaten it several times before, the idea that I've somehow failed is not actually in play. I'm gonna have to walk around these kids on the rock, so you'll hear the boots crunching. The fact that I've done it before and succeeded in rebuilding just gives me so much more confidence that, yeah, I'm going to rebuild again. And 6 months from now, I'll have to rebuild again. But if you've been with me for any amount of time, it's pretty clear that 6 months is a hell of a lot better than 3 months. I was doing it every 3 months for a while. And It was good practice. But it didn't really stick. This time it stuck. Come on, Ponda, get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. This time it stuck. This time I lasted for 6 months. My average word count, even with the 0 days, is still over 2,700. I could still pull this month out with a couple of half-decent days. Today's the 22nd. I only need 60,000 words and I'm at 40. 42, 44, somewhere in there. How many words do I need to get my quota for the month? Could rebuild it. In part because I did the 3,000 word days at the beginning of the month. I got a lot of 3,000 word days, which bought me a lot of slack. The 20th should have been 40,000 words, and I'm over that. I just don't remember how far. So the challenge for me right now is to get back to basics, try to recover the hyperfocus, try to get my brain reset. And without the help of medication, it's hard to just brute force brain chemistry. But the first step is walking. The first 2 miles of the journey is getting the walking back. Any running I do is gravy. Get the walking back, get the talking back, I should be able to get out in the morning now. The thing about the weather, it's been, one morning it was 14 degrees here. I'm serious. It was 14 degrees. I was so glad I didn't have my sprinklers turned on. And we had snow, like three or four times we had snow in the last 10 days. I don't know if it's supposed to snow anytime soon now. And the temperatures are getting up enough that maybe what I need to do is go back to walking first. Get my peanut butter toast, write a few words, kill a couple monsters, and then get on with walking. Or maybe I need to set an alarm for like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or something to remind me to go for the walk. The alarms are really helpful as long as I pay attention to them. I'm programming my phone for what I'm supposed to be doing during the day is the defense against disappearing into post-apocalyptic Boston, Massachusetts, rather. Boston's bad enough, the whole of Massachusetts is in play. Most of it, anyway. So, I'm on to the next 1,000 miles. 4 years from now. Three years from now at a minimum. 4 years from now, more likely. I'll be 71. Will I still be dragging my sorry ass around? I don't know. I get run over by a car across the street. I smell smoke. Some kind of smoke. Walk alongside the park. It's all greened up. The grasses are all greened up anyway. The willows are still kind of yellow. Whatever had been budded and blossomed before has, before the snow and freeze, has kind of been stunted back a little bit. There's a cat in the grass here stalking something. One thing I've started is I'm not wearing my glasses anymore. I can see the prescription in the glasses has gotten so far away from my eyes, I think. Because while the lenses haven't changed, my eyeballs still have. And when I look at the glasses, when I have them clean, and I looked at the glasses, I think the coating has failed, because it has little ripples in the glass. It's never clear. It's got little ripples in it. The only thing I can think of is that the UV coating on it has gone west or south, depending. What your particular vernacular might be. So two of these little crab apples are pretty much dead. The big crab apples look good. Is this cottonwood finally died? This big grandfather cottonwood here on the corner. No, I think it's finally budding up. That's too bad. Over behind the house, they're still are budding up as well. The old tree doesn't look like it took too much damage. And here I am, day 2001. I'm at the back gate. A record time, too. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.